Well, let's talk about the healthcare reform scene back here in Massachusetts. And that's because 40% of the state's budget is spent on just one program. So when you consider, for example, every $10 that the state spends, four of those dollars go to this one program, that program being MassHealth, the state's Medicaid program that provides subsidized health care coverage to low-income residents. And that program has been growing. It's projected to increase by $1.25 billion in fiscal year 2018. Which means Governor Charlie Baker is concerned that at that growth rate, MassHealth won't be sustainable in the long run. So he's been pushing for some significant reforms. Back in June, he proposed a package including shifting some 140,000 low-income people from MassHealth onto commercial insurance plans. But Beacon Hill lawmakers pushed back on that and rejected many of the cost-curbing measures in the state's final budget, which the governor signed yesterday. But now, Baker isn't giving up on reforming MassHealth, and he has sent his proposals back to the legislature.
We heard their message that they wanted more time to discuss and understand the implications of it. These reforms are necessary to prevent an unfair burden on Massachusetts employers and healthcare providers.
So a lot of back and forth here about MassHealth, but one thing is for certain, there is a question about the long-term sustainability of this critical state program. So joining us to talk more about it is State Senator Jim Welch. He serves as the Senate Chair of the Joint Committee on Healthcare Financing. Senator Welch, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
Also joining us is Josh Archambault. He's Senior Fellow on Healthcare Policy at the Pioneer Institute, and he's with us in the studio. Josh, welcome back to you.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, Josh, let me just start with you. I mean, how would you frame what you see as the current problem or challenge MassHealth is facing? I mean, is it the same way that the governor sees it?
Yeah, well, certainly there's a hole when it comes down to it. And we've had a lot of people move onto the MassHealth program. Just for historical perspective, I went back and looked. 10 years ago, where were we? Well, we had about 1 million people on the program. Now we're close to 2 million people. So in essence, we've had a 90% increase in enrollment, but the cost of the program has gone up 130%. So we have a cost problem and an enrollment problem because of how many people. One in four citizens of the Commonwealth are on this program, a program that historically has been a safety net healthcare program. Now it's certainly crept up into a much larger portion of the population.
So before we get to prescriptions on how to fix it, Senator Welch, let me just ask you, I like to see how close or far apart guests are in terms of diagnosing a problem before we go straight to solutions here. I mean, do you see eye to eye with Josh that MassHealth is facing a cost and enrollment problem?
Well, I think, you know, there's definitely agreement upon, you know, the issues that are out there in terms of cost, you know, and enrollment. Of course, those are areas that we want to address. I think it's more of a situation where how we get there and how we address them is really more of the situation that's at hand right now.
Okay, so then let's talk specifically about what the governor had proposed, Josh. Because, for example, one of the things that the governor received some significant pushback on was he had the idea to add some assessments to businesses in order to help pay for this increased enrollment in MassHealth, right?
Yeah, and this is something that changed through this whole debate from his initial proposal to now. And business, by and large, went along with the end package because there were other reforms attached to it, other reforms to try to drive down healthcare costs. They also got relief in some other areas where they have to pay per employee assessments. So there was a comprehensive package, and I think the governor's position was you can't do one in isolation. You have to do them all together so that we can set ourselves up for at least a couple years of slowing healthcare growth. This problem isn't going to go away. It's really a matter of who's going to pay the bill. Is it going to be federal taxpayers or state taxpayers? And how do we make sure that the roughly 500,000 people that since the Affordable Care Act became law moved from employer-based insurance to MassHealth find their way back to employer-based insurance?
Okay, so that's an important point. Senator Welch, you've written about your concerns regarding the governor's proposals and the manner in which perhaps these proposals were made. I mean, walk us through some of your concerns. Why not try to encourage employees to use their employer-based healthcare programs? Is it not a problem that so many folks who have other options are moving into MassHealth?
No, I think we agree on that point. Okay. I think we want to see you know that shift, you know, move in the other direction. I think you know, in, you know, our op-ed in the Globe, and I think what you were referring to, mm-hmm. you know, how we had written about it the other day was really about the proposal that was made by the governor was very broad, had a lot of changes as part of it. But the way the process, you know, in terms of the legislative process that we go through, typically the budget process, the House, you know, comes out with a budget proposal and votes on their budget proposal. The Senate comes out with their budget proposal, votes on their budget proposal. And we, through the conference committee, you know, a six-member conference committee, decide and then send that on to the governor. Well, the governor's proposal came in during that conference committee negotiation, which means that the whole House did not have opportunity to weigh in on it. The whole Senate did not have opportunity to weigh in on it, which means that our constituents in respect did not have opportunity to weigh in on those proposals, which I think gets at the heart of what we're trying to say, is that we need to slow down a little bit, make sure that all stakeholders are engaged in this process, and make sure that we do this the right way. We don't necessarily disagree with all of the governor's proposals. We just want to make sure that we're engaging all stakeholders and making sure especially the consumers and the public is engaged in a way that is appropriate and in my opinion, necessary.
Okay. So point taken. Let me just get Josh's response to that. Ultimately, policy proposals can be made, you know, hither and thither, but getting them passed on Beacon Hill is a different thing. I mean, you hear the senator calling for a more deliberative approach. Why not? I mean, especially when it comes to something as central to the state as healthcare.
Sure. And the senator's point is right, that there is a process for this. However, we face a $350 million hole in MassHealth, and for the legislature to expect business to start paying the tab without getting something in return. Now, look, I'm sure there's a compromise here where there's a expedited process to take an up and down vote on some of these reforms in the legislature, and I'll let the senator speak to how that could come to fruition or not. However, my deeper concern here is that in Massachusetts, we've been focused on two things for far too long. One, coverage. Not cost or access to health care. And the second one is accessing federal dollars. That has really been the focus here. And quite frankly, where we get the vast majority of savings here under the governor's proposal is cost shifting onto federal taxpayers. As a taxpayer who pays both state and federal taxes, that doesn't make me feel great at the end of the day, because somebody else is just paying for it. It doesn't go away. So we have to start focusing on how do we change healthcare so that people can get better value healthcare more easily. The problem with going through the legislative process is that the folks that usually show up are the special interests against it. And so ultimately, whether it's taxpayers or patients, we have to figure out a way to get to reform where those that are paying the bills, those that are paying the health insurance premiums, actually see some relief at the end of the day. Unfortunately, up till date, we have seen very little progress in the legislature to do so.
But I think the senator has been saying that that in order to get more more input from all stakeholders, all taxpayers, all healthcare recipients and users in Massachusetts beyond those special interests, that you can't do that at the speed that Governor Baker wanted to make these changes.
And that's a fair point. The issue here is who shows up to the State House every day. And the senator, to his credit, I mean, just led a special commission on price variation and gave an opportunity for lots of stakeholders to weigh in and identify some of the issues. And I think that there's low-hanging fruit here. I mean, in MassHealth, just as one minor example, we don't know if somebody is signed up on Medicaid in another state. So when we, in a managed care world, which is what the vast majority of people on MassHealth are on, we pay an insurance company a check every month. If they move to Rhode Island and sign up for Medicaid there, we might not know for 8 months, a year, or even longer. That's a huge problem and a complete waste of money. And I think that's the kind of low-hanging fruit that I think there's bipartisan support to get at.
Right.
We just need to figure out how quickly can we get there, because we face a huge hole in MassHealth.
Senator Welch, your thoughts?
Well, there's certainly low-hanging fruit. There's no question. But even the low-hanging fruit in healthcare is very difficult to find consensus on. I found that out during the budget process when it came to surprise billing and out-of-network billing. So, you know, I think we need to continue to move forward. I think both the House, the Senate, and the administration are focused on cost containment and taking that next step. I think we in the Senate are just really focused on making sure that we do it in a way that allows all ideas to get on the table. The Senate, through the leadership of Senate President Rosenberg, formed a working group last year to really start focusing on these ideas, you know, well in advance of what is coming forward right now. And we have some ideas that we're going to be moving forward with that maybe be able to work in concert with the governor's proposals, in concert with some of the House proposals, and I think ultimately will be a better piece of legislation, a better change to policy.
Can you give us a small preview of the one or two of those ideas?
I can give you some general ideas. I mean, we focused some of the buckets, some of the areas that we focused on are hospital readmission, trying to get at hospital readmission, trying to get at some of the areas regarding long-term support services. Certainly the Senate president and the Senate in general, and I think everybody recognizes the fact that prescription drugs and the cost of prescription drugs is an area that we really want to focus on and really, really want to take the first step at getting at trying to reduce some of those costs. Mm. So those are some of the main areas I think that we're focused on in the Senate, and I know that the House and the administration also has ideas as well, and with mass health reforms, those are some areas I think that we can improve upon.
Senator, let me just jump in here because I want to ask you about what I heard Josh say is one of sort of his core concerns, that up until now the state has been really focused on expansion of coverage, for example, and turning to solutions which involve ultimately taxpayer subsidy or taxpayer support of some kind, whether it be at the state level or the federal level. And Josh, I don't want to be misrepresenting you here, but I heard you say that that's a concern, and perhaps we should be looking at other ways and other aspects of healthcare to reform. I mean, what's your response to that? That too often the state has looked to taxpayers in some way, shape, or form to shore up healthcare here.
Well, certainly, when we did healthcare reform in 2005, 2006, the focus was definitely, you know, certainly on access and quality, maintaining quality and increasing access. And for the past decade or the past 10 years, we've been focusing on cost containment, and we've been having limited success, but we have been having some success by certainly with the work of the Health Policy Commission and the setting of the growth benchmark across the Commonwealth has given a target for all stakeholders in healthcare to really shoot towards maintaining and reducing costs in healthcare. And I think we are making progress. There's no question about that. We have a long way to go, and we will continue to have a long way to go. Healthcare is not something that you can press one button and all of a sudden it's going to be fixed. We have to continue to work on it. We have to do everything we can to make sure that there is stability in the market, but we have to continue to work forward.
Josh, before I run out of too much time here, I mean, I don't think I ever heard anyone say that you could achieve coverage expansion and, you know, significant cost control at the same time, that coverage was the first priority, cost control would come later. And we're sort of in that second period now. I mean, there's even been a move to shift MassHealth to an accountable care model, right, where physicians get paid to keep their patients healthy and not traditional fee for service. So aren't we kind of right where we need to be in terms of the big, long process of healthcare reform?
No, the bigger issue is the theory didn't prove out to be true. We thought when people got coverage, they'd stop going to the ER. That's just simply not what happens. They don't go see a primary care doctor and they drive up costs. So there's a coordination of care issue here. I'll just mention one thing. If I had a magic wand in healthcare that I think could get at some of these issues, is if we could incentivize patients to seek value. And there's a bill that actually passed and signed into law in Maine this past year that said that insurance companies offering plans to small businesses had to incentivize enrollees if they went to a value provider. Could be cash, gift card, reduced premium. Until we actually get the consumer engaged on some level, I think we're going to keep running into these brick walls.
Well, Josh Archambault is Senior Fellow on Healthcare Policy at the Pioneer Institute. Thank you so very much, Josh.
Thanks.
And Jim Welch, State Senator from West Springfield and Senate Chair of the Joint Committee on Healthcare Financing. Senator Welch, it was a privilege and great to have you on the program. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.